This was the 5th of June when the examination results had to be out. Right from early morning, Shweta was glued to her radio because the results had to be announced on the radio on the 5th of June. Today she did not go out for a walk because she did not want to miss the precious moment when the results will be announced. Exactly at 8 o'clock in the morning, the news bulletin came out. And towards the end of the news bulletin, there was this announcement: Anagh stands first in the whole university. It is a tremendous news for the sister. And she ran out of her room and went to her brother, hugged him, and announced the result, and she rushed to her grandfather and gave the news. Pardon? Anagh had stood first in the examination. It was a tremendous victory for a boy of village coming first in the whole university where thousands of students had taken the examination. Thousands. And a boy from a village had come first. The grandfather was pleased beyond measure. It was a great happiness for him. And there was a big celebration for 2 days. Even the prince of the town, not of the village but of the town, big town nearby, there was a big prince living there. And he invited the whole village to celebrate in the success of this young boy. He became the hero. Now the grandfather, after 2 days of celebration, called his grandson, Anagh, and said, "I'm very happy. Now you have to go to the college in a big town, and you decide which town you want to go to. There are 4 big towns in India. What are the 4 big towns of India? Do you know?" Yes?
Bombay, Calcutta, Madras and Delhi.
Good. 4 big towns of India. Calcutta, Madras, Delhi, Bombay. So, he asked his grandson, "Which town do you want to go to? Because you are the first. You can get admission anywhere in the whole country." Now for the last few days, Anagh was thinking and thinking and thinking. He had become very serious suddenly. First of all, he did not answer the grandfather. So grandfather allowed him some more time to think about it. After 2 days, again he asked him the question, "Where do you want to go? I'll send you anywhere." So, ultimately, Anagh once said, "I do not want to go to any college. I do not want to go to any college." It was a bombshell for the grandfather. It was not a question of going to Bombay or Calcutta or Madras or Delhi. His simple answer was, "I do not want to go to college." Then the grandfather became so unhappy. "So what has happened to you? Such a brilliant boy, not wanting to go to college for studies. What's the matter? Why? Can you think out as to why he said no? Yes? Oh, because the grandfather had not accepted his proposal that children should come to the house. That was the reason. Yes?
He didn't want to go
to any city. He wanted to remain in the village. Good. Yes?
Because maybe he didn't want to let his friends.
Because he was going to lose his friends.
Yeah.
Good. Anything
else?
Because his
sister.
Because he was going to miss his sister. Whom she loved, whom he loved very much. Yes?
Maybe because he wants to do the project that people come and visit his house?
Yeah, that was also. Or probably. Any other reason? Yes?
He wanted to come to
Auroville. He didn't want to go to any other place. Good. Only at that time Auroville did not exist. So, he wanted to create Auroville. Yes, that's right. His reason was very, very serious. Now, this was the reason ultimately he told his grandfather. Maybe all these reasons that you have given were there, but his main reason was this. He said, schools and colleges are prison houses. Schools and colleges are prison houses. This was his answer. And I do not want to go to a prison. For so many years I have gone to the prison, and now I have decided that I shall no more go to the prison. You must remember that the schools and colleges are not like the schools and colleges here in Auroville. Your school and college is not a prison. But if you go to the schools and colleges in the world around, or at least in Delhi, Bombay, Madras and Calcutta or any other town, the schools are prison houses. You know, he had got this idea from a book. He had read a book which was in his library. The title of the book was My Boyhood Days. My Boyhood Days. It was written by a very great man of India. The name of the author was Rabindranath Tagore. Have you heard his name? No? You heard his name? Yes? He is one of the great poets of India. You have not seen his picture. No, one day you ask Dipti and Mary to show you this picture of Tagore. He has written in this book, My Boyhood Days, that the worst experience of his life was to go to the school. And he used to feel to go to school was to go to a prison house. Why? Because in the prison, you are supposed to be behind the walls. Wall on this side, wall on this side, wall on that side. A classroom in which the door is a small door which is closes as soon as the class begins. There may be a small window, and from the window you may see a bird flying in the sky. Now you see the contrast. You are seated in the classroom. You can't even go out of your classroom. And outside there is a beautiful bird which goes on flying in the open sky freely. Complete freedom. It can fly any side it likes. So Tagore says, I used to see the bird flying in the sky, and I used to compare myself with the bird. And I used to say the bird is better than myself, because I am imprisoned in the classroom and I can't move out like the bird. Tagore was, even in his boyhood, he had a great power of imagination. You know the meaning of imagination?
Thinking,
no. There is a difference between thinking and imagining. Let us see, this word is very important.
Wondering?
Huh?
Wondering about things?
Pardon?
Wondering.
Wondering, good. Good answer. Imagination is connected with wonder. Good.
Seeing images,
good, very good, very nice. I like this answer very much. Both answers are good answers. Yes? Pardon?
Creating something that does not exist.
Good. Creating something which does not exist. Yes? Huh? Inventing. Yes, good. Yes?
Thinking about things which are
not possible. Excellent. I feel that all of you are very rich in your mind. Excellent. Anybody else? What is imagination? Let us write down the word. Imagination has three aspects. Whenever there is imagination, you should think of three things.